Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Olympic champion hurdler Dalila Muhammad of the United States, who shattered one of the longest standing records in women's athletics. Competing at USA Track and Field's Outdoor Championships in Des Moines, Iowa, Muhammad powered home to win in 52.20 seconds in the women's 400 meters hurdles event. She broke the 16-year-old previous world record of 52.34 seconds set by Russia's Yulia Petchenkina. Now, what made Muhammad's new world record even more impressive was that it came on a rain-soaked track at Drake Stadium. And she revealed to reporters after her world record race that she had an injury scare heading into the USA Championships.
About the world record, man, I'm just shocked. I don't think it's hit me yet. You know, I was hoping for it this whole weekend, and, you know, funny enough, I kind of got a little injured about 2 weeks ago. I had a crazy fall, and so we've been kind of shutting me down, and it's just, you know, it's one of those things, you're just kind of hoping for the best. So yesterday, it was like, okay, I'm ready to run again, and I can do it, and today the rain, so that was another, like, setback, you know, in your mind, but I just kind of trusted in what we have been working for up until this point.
That's Olympic champion Dalila Muhammad of the USA, the new world record holder in the women's 400 meters hurdles. Muhammad's record-breaking display put an exclamation point on the final events of the four-day competition in Des Moines, the USA's trials for this year's World Championships in Doha, Qatar. USA Track and Field selected the top three finishers in each event for Doha. 19-year-old Sydney McLaughlin and 26-year-old Ashley Spencer finished second and third, respectively, in that women's 400 meters hurdles final. So they made the American team for Doha, too. The World Championships in Athletics will be held from September 27th to October 6th in Doha. Meanwhile, the Athletics Federation of Nigeria has selected 51 athletes for final preparation for the World Championships in Qatar and next month's All-Africa Games in Morocco. For more details, Iron Mike Imbonye reached the technical director of the Athletics Federation of Nigeria Sunday at Eleye.
So is the selection actually selection for the African Games from Morocco, slated for Morocco, Rabat, Morocco, and then stands in a selection for the World Championship in Doha, Qatar later this year.
How many athletes took part in this three-day meet held in Kaduna, and have you finally made a list of those who will go to the All Africa Games and then the Doha meet?
Well, we had the entry of close to 1,200 and something thereabout athletes, and then of course the selection that we selected the 51 athletes and six coaches in the team.
How optimistic are you about these athletes selected? Are they made up of local athletes and foreign athletes?
Well, there's a combined selection that comprises of the foreign-based athletes and the home-based athletes.
So what are some of the highlights? Were there upsets and new records at the athletics meet held in Kaduna?
Yes, of course. This is the first time in like over 20 years when you come to the national trials and in the semifinals you find 1, 2, 3 athletes running a 10-1, 10-1, 10-1, and young lads that are just coming up, new faces. Like we had several upsets. For example, everybody was a whole lot of them were tipping Shaiye Ogulewe for the 100 meters men, and then Orishe came and then won it. And then, so it's here and there. And then, of course, you know, since the trials is not a full bell, it's a combination of what we have here and what we have in for the foreign-based athletes.
Are you still going to subject these athletes to further training before the commencement of the All-Africa Games and the Doha meet?
Well, Well, training, it's constant. You have to keep training, and then until you get to where you're going. Of course, we're in camp in Kaduna after the trials, after the selection, so the athletes will also have to still go through some proper training again for those that have not been properly trained to a level where we feel they should be, and then we move them to conditioning, then competition.
That's Sunday Adeleye, the technical director of the Athletics Federation of Nigeria. And Sunday was talking with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Kaduna, Nigeria.
Hi, my name is Sunday Adeleye, the technical director of Athletics Federation of Nigeria and the athlete representative on the board of Athletics Federation of Nigeria. I want to say a special shout out to the Sunny Side of Sports. Thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Let's give another Sunny Side of Sports salute to 22-year-old Egan Bernal, the youngest Tour de France cycling champion in 110 years and the first Colombian to win the sport's greatest race. Bernal's triumph on Sunday set off celebrations throughout Colombia and South America. But let's listen in now to these happy Colombian fans in Paris.
Cantando, cantando, yo viviré. Colombia, tierra querida. ¡Que viva Colombia!
Well, for us, it's a very emotional moment because it's the first time that a Colombian is winning the Tour de France. So then it's important also for us to be with him and to support him in this important day.
We're here supporting Egan Bernal, so we're very proud. First time a Colombian winning Tour de France. We're very happy, very excited. We feel that we're in Colombia even though we're in Paris, so it's very happy, we're very excited.
Egan Bernal had a total time of 82 hours and 57 minutes in the grueling 21-stage Tour de France. His teammate on Team Ineos, defending Tour champion Geraint Thomas of Wales, finished 1 minute and 11 seconds behind. And Steven Kruiswijk of the Netherlands was third overall, 1 minute and 31 seconds behind Bernal. The 2019 Tour de France was filled with drama over the past few weeks, including near the very end. Stage 19 was stopped after hailstorms and mudslides made the road treacherous for the riders before a final climb. Once again, congratulations to 22-year-old Egan Bernal, the first Colombian to win the Tour de France. Turning to tennis, 15-year-old American player Coco Gauff is in the spotlight right here in Washington. Joining us now with more details is my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. The City Open tournament has kicked into full gear, and fans have flocked to the Rock Creek Park Tennis Center to catch a glimpse of Coco Gauff in action. She recently joked that 3 or 4 weeks ago, no one knew her name. But over the weekend, Gauff drew in the City Open's largest crowds in recent memory, with nearly 3,000 spectators in attendance to witness her qualifying rounds. On Sunday, Gauff secured her place in the tournament's main draw with her victory over Japan's Hiroko Kawada. And she says any pressure to do well at the City Open only helps her become a better player.
I don't really feel too much weight on me because I'm just being the best person I can be. And I know that people are looking up to me, so I guess that helps a lot more because I know that people are watching and I want to be a good, I guess, role model for younger girls. So one day I hope that, like how I'm talking about Serena and Beelens are my idols, I hope that one day somebody says they're mine.
Well, golf seems to be following in the Williams sisters' footsteps. Last month, the 15-year-old made history at Wimbledon as the youngest player in the Open era to qualify for the tournament. And she captured headlines when she defeated her idol Venus Williams in the first round. Golf went on to lose to eventual champion Simona Halep in the fourth round. However, her stunning debut garnered praise from tennis enthusiasts and Serena Williams, who pointed out the athletic similarities between golf and her sister Venus. Following golf's breakout appearance, Serena had this to say about the former number one ranked junior. "There are some 15-year-olds like me who wouldn't know what to do at Wimbledon. Then you have a 15-year-old like Coco who knows what to do. I think she's definitely on a different level, so I think she's totally capable and ready." Golf's success at Wimbledon has jumped her from 313th to 143rd in the world rankings. And she says that has led to a much busier schedule.
"My ranking definitely jumped up a lot, so I'm able to get into more tournaments. So, but that's not too much of a change. But I think just my ranking being higher, it definitely allowed me to play bigger tournaments."
Well, for the time being, golf will most likely be the youngest player at those bigger tournaments, just as she is at the City Open. But she says despite her age, she's ready to give 100% on and off the court.
"I don't really feel that much pressure because I'm just being myself, and I guess myself is a good thing. So I don't feel too much pressure. Obviously, I know that people are watching, but I think that my parents raised me well, so I don't think that I have to change the way I act. I think if I just continue being me, then I'll be okay."
On Tuesday, golf is set to face Kazakhstan's Zarina Diaz in first-round action. Keep your ears tuned to the Sunny Side of Sports for that result and the scores of other stars at this year's City Open Tournament, going on right now through August 4th in beautiful Rock Creek Park in the heart of Washington, D.C. And that's all from me, Sunny. Back to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
This is The Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Voice of America.
Listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Prince Nesta joins us now with a look at some of the weekend European club football highlights. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sunny. French footballer of Malian descent Moussa Dembele scored twice, while Gabon talisman Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang found the back of the net once, as Arsenal slammed to a 2-1 home defeat to Lyon in the Emirates Cup. Aubameyang, who notched 22 league goals last season to emerge as the Premier League joint top scorer, continued his impressive run, opening the scoring in the 36th minute. Dembele leveled for his side in the 66th minute, before completing his double 10 minutes later. Mesut Ozil and Sid Kolasinac were two notable absentees. The pair escaped unhurt after an attempted carjacking by knife-wielding attackers in northwest London last week on Thursday. Liverpool also suffered a 3-0 loss to Napoli in their penultimate preseason friendly of the summer at Murrayfield. Lorenzo Insigne, Milik and Amin Younes scored the goals for the Serie A side to ensure the Reds made it 4 preseason games without a win. Jurgen Klopp used 21 players over the course of the contest, a week before Liverpool faces Manchester City in the Community Shield cut and raise at Wembley.
Prince, you mentioned Manchester City. Man City star Kevin De Bruyne seems to have put last season's injuries behind him after scoring a goal and setting up another.
That's right, Sonny. The Belgian midfielder scored a goal and made another as Manchester City finished their Asian tour with a 3-1 win over Yokohama Marinos in Japan. The 28-year-old put City ahead with a ferocious shot before Kita Endo leveled for the Japanese side. However, the Premier League champions took control when De Bruyne fed Raheem Sterling to score his fourth tour goal before German substitute Lucas Mecha bundled home the third in the closing stages. City's bitter rivals Manchester United will face Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's hometown club, Kristiansand, on Tuesday in the fifth preseason friendly in Oslo. The Red Devils remain unbeaten so far this preseason, winning 4 out of their 4 games, including victories over Inter Milan and Tottenham Hotspur. A win will surely put United fans at ease ahead of the upcoming season, as they'll recall that they had a poor preseason before their disastrous 2018-2019 campaign.
Prince, another star whose career seems to be on the upswing again is Diego Costa.
That's right, Sonny. Honestly, he actually looks like a new signing. He's impressed in the preseason matches, even though controversy seems to follow him wherever he goes. The 30-year-old Brazil-born striker netted 4 goals and was sent off as Atletico Madrid thrashed Real Madrid 7-3 in New Jersey. Costa added his 4th goal 6 minutes after the restart, before both he and Real's Dani Carvajal were red-carded for fighting in the 61st minute. New signing João Félix, Angel Correa and Vitolo also got on the score sheet for Atletico, while Real Madrid managed to pull back 3 goals through Karim Benzema, Nacho and Javier Hernandez.
Prince, what's the latest in the soccer transfer window?
Wonders will never see it, Sonny. This is actually in regard to the Gareth Bale situation. It's now emerging that the 30-year-old's move to China is off after the Real Madrid's board stepped in to cancel the deal, with the world swinger now set to stay at the Spanish club. Bale had been expected to join Chinese Super League club Jiangsu Suning on a 3-year deal after Real boss Zinedine Zidane said that he was hopeful Bale would leave Madrid this summer. In other news, Arsenal have signed Dani Ceballos, who joined on loan from Real Madrid, and William Saliba from Saint-Etienne, although the Gunners have sent the defender back to Ligue 1 on loan. Arsenal also appear to be front-runners in the race to sign Lille winger Nicolas Pepe. Liverpool have confirmed the signing of 16-year-old Harvey Elliott from Fulham. The youngster became the youngest player to feature in the Premier League when he came on as a substitute against Wolverhampton Wanderers last season, aged just 16 years and 30 days, while Japanese side Vissel Kobe have signed former Barcelona and Arsenal defender Thomas Vermaelen on a free transfer. Vermaelen joins ex-Barca players David Villa and Andres Iniesta at Versailles, plus German World Cup winner Lukas Podolski. And Prince Nesta on the sunny side of sports. Back to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Prince. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Joining us now from Abuja, Nigeria, with a package of African sports news is Samson Omale. Sporty greetings, Samson.
Sporty greetings to you, Sonny. We begin with results from the qualifying matches played this past weekend in the 2020 African Nations Championship, meant for players involved in their local leagues across the continent. While Mali, Namibia, Uganda, and Ethiopia returned home with aggregate advantages, and Mauritania and Zambia forced away draws, Burundi were the only home side to succeed. Bafana Bafana suffered a 3-2 defeat to Lesotho in Maseru on Sunday afternoon, while Botswana were held to a 0-0 stalemate by Zambia on Friday. Burundi overcame South Sudan 2-0 in Bujumbura. In some other results, it was Ethiopia, the original 2020 host, who edged past Djibouti 1-0 in Djibouti City. Staying with African football, Ghana's Ministry of Youth and Sports has reversed its decision to exclude football from the upcoming African Games in Rabat to avoid a CAF ban and fine. This decision means that the Black Starlets of Ghana will be representing the country at the tournament, which commences next month. The Technical Subcommittee of the International Games and Competitions Committee of the Sports Ministry dropped football after a value for money audit. And on a rather bizarre note, a dead body has been found in Arsenal midfielder Mohamed Elneny's house in Egypt. Police are now investigating the matter after the corpse was discovered by the Arsenal midfielder's father. According to Italian newspaper Gazzetta, Elneny's dad immediately notified the authorities after he discovered the lifeless body inside his son's home. In swimming news, South Africa's Zene Wadel pulled off a massive upset at the FINA World Championships on the final day in Guangzhou, claiming gold in the 50 meters backstroke. The 21-year-old stopped the clock after 24.43 seconds to finish ahead of the Russian duo of Evgeny Rylov and current world record holder Kilmet Kolsenikov. And now to handball, where Egypt have finished third in the Men's Handball Junior World Championship following a 37-27 convincing win over Portugal in the bronze medal match. The Pharaohs showed class and prospects for the title. We saw them win every group game before beating Serbia and Norway in the knockouts. Reaching the final was one step too far as a loss to France in the semifinals, despite beating them in the group stage. The eventual final was won by France, who beat Egypt in the semis, while the next best performing African side were Tunisia, who finished in seventh place.
They're playing back.
And finally to Kenya, where the Kenya men's basketball team, the Morans, bagged silver at the inaugural edition of the FIBA African Championships in Bamako, Mali, losing 82-61 to the Democratic Republic of Congo. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Thanks, Samson. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Listen to VOA's program lineup, live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And our Voice of America listeners can also follow me on Twitter. My handle is @VOASunnySports. I checked out the Twitter feed of 15-year-old American tennis player Coco Gauff, who Gwen Uten reported on earlier in the show. Coco is one of the big attractions at the City Open Tennis Tournament this week, right here in Washington. Coco's Twitter handle is @CocoGauff, and she has already posted a couple of photos here in Washington, including one of Coco taking a selfie while a group of young tennis fans hang over a railing, urging Coco to sign tennis balls and other items. Coco Gauff! Big things expected from the young teenager. And that wraps up the July 29th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to my producer this evening, downtown Daniel Brown. Thanks also to VOA engineer Audrius Regis. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington.
Oh, I get it.
And that's the sunny side of sports.
Could be French,
English,
Portuguese,
Bantu,
Arabic, etc.
It is the beat.
The African beat that counts.
The beat does all the translations.
It cuts across all languages and gives us the understanding that this is the African beat.
It is so distinct.
And adhesive.
It binds us together.
African beat on The Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time.
With David Bandy.
Hello, this is James Butte, Managing Editor and host of VOA's Daybreak Africa show. Join us Monday through Friday at 03, 04, 05 and 0600 hours UTC as we bring you the latest African news, features and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our mail segment by sending your comments to daybreakafrica at voanews.com. Or you can call us on 001-202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. That's Daybreak Africa at 03, 04, 05 and 0600 hours UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
This is Science in a Minute.
Popularity of smartphones has been increasing, especially among young people. They are depending on these mobile devices for communicating with each other, catching up on the latest news and information, as well as entertainment. Studies conducted in recent years have provided evidence that increased smartphone use can be linked with reduced physical activity. A new study presented at the recent 2019 American College of Cardiology Latin America Conference suggests young people who use a smartphone for 5 or more hours a day have a 43% increased risk of obesity. The study authors found the young people they studied who use their smartphone for more than 5 hours each day are also most likely to have other lifestyle habits that boost the risk of cardiovascular disease, like having a diet of fast food, consuming drinks sweetened with sugar, and being less physically active. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bungani in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 1730 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Can't AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Hi, this is Lori London. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscast. Every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondent reports from around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.
Border Crossings.
Join host Larry London.
Larry London.
On Border Crossings, VOA's only worldwide music request hour.
Whoa.
Every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in for the biggest hits and amazing artists. Win prizes and get the latest news from exclusive celebrity interviews.
Ooh.
Send your requests to Facebook at VOA Larry London, Twitter at Border Crossings, or Instagram at Border Crossings VOA. or call 202-619-2077 and have your favorite music played to the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal, only on The Voice of America.